This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And he is coming for you.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Burrow sucked the Bills in with the pump fake.
What he has become and what he is a stone cold quarterback. That's who he is.
Earlier on the show, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner, Chiefs wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock. Coming up, actor, writer, and director Dave Franco. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. If you missed the first 2 hours, I don't really mean to be so aggressive or straightforward. Where have you been? But don't worry, we re-air on the Roku channel as soon as this hour is over. Channel 210 for those out there in the Roku universe. And guess what? It's free on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs. It's free on Amazon Fire TV. The Roku app has the Roku channel for free on it. And then the RokuChannel.com. As soon as we are done, we re-air. And also there's our podcast, where all podcasts can be acquired on Cumulus Podcast Network, all 3 hours every single day. There's our YouTube stream, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We post a lot of the show right there. Give us a subscribe. You'll be part of over 510,000 subscribers on our YouTube page. And we also have the Rich Eisen Show Collection, which is a video on demand service, part of the Roku relationship that we are all thrilled to have. The actor and writer and director, Dave Franco, is in studio. He's a very handsome man, and I will try and keep my my end of the two-shot bargain when he strolls out here. He's a 49er fan, so good times rolling for him.
Right.
He is directing his wife, Allison Brie, in a new delightful film called Somebody I Used to Know. Haley Joel Osment is in that as well.
Hey.
Thankfully, he no longer sees dead people. So he's in this film. And Jay Ellis, former Rich Eisen Show guest, is in here about a young lady who goes back to her her hometown and finds an old flame and sparks fly. So it is definitely not the story of me and Suze. And we're not from the same hometown. So there you have it.
Could it be about Tom Brady going back to San Francisco?
Oh, look at you trying to like bring it all together, weaving tapestries. Look at you. Well, we started our show with him cursing out Jim Gray.
You think that was staged?
No.
A lot of people do. Amy Trask thinks staged.
No.
Come on. The reason why people think it's staged is because it strains credulity. That Tom
what
didn't.
What does that
know.
Mean?
It means it strains your belief in reality.
Okay.
It's incredulous to think that Tom didn't know the question was coming, and they didn't have like a rundown meeting beforehand and say, right. Okay, I'm going to ask you about, you know, are you coming back or not? Like, do you think it wasn't even coming from on his own pod? I mean, come on. Like, this is information. And that's why I was so surprised that when he confirmed that he was, in fact, retiring last year after everything came out, he didn't do it on his own podcast. Like, it's we're all in the world where leagues have their own networks and everyone has their own content. It's all about a content creating world. So what is he so surprised? So it's staged. Like, okay, Jim, you'll ask me a question. I'll curse you out. If I'm Jim Gray, and I know Jim, he would push back, go, well, why would you do that? We could just have a normal conversation about it.
And no need to
that
curse.
Would make as much news as you cursing me out.
A little aggressive.
If he doesn't say that, if he just goes, I'm not really sure, and if I was sure I would have done it, we wouldn't be talking about it.
I talk to football players, pro football players, across the board. They think it's
See,
that's one of our oldest Affleck. Drops from that's Ben right. Affleck on the dearly departed Bill Simmons HBO shot of talk shows.
Just give it a shot, Rich. Say something and then curse. And say it again. And then we'll see how many views.
That's what I need to do?
Yes. Bro, I'm telling you, drop one F-bomb. We've got a million subscribers by Friday.
Exactly. I'm going to one-up it. Hey, crypto security. March 11th, Nick's coming in.
You're coming.
to take on the Clippers. Please. I'm going to go sit there, get some front row seats.
You know what I want?
And I'm going to start barking at people.
I want you and Rappaport to sit next to each other.
I'm going to go get the same cardigan that Shannon Sharpe had, and I'm going to go sit courtside, and I'm going to start yelling at Dolan, and we'll see what happens.
You think he's coming?
I don't know. Where's the straight shot playing? Do we know?
Yeah. There's no way he's flying out there.
Where's the straight shot playing? Where's JD in the straight shot playing? Maybe he's going to be,
tour.
Hold on.
He'll be here locally in Los Angeles, so he'll dovetail it together.
By the way, I sent our Dolan clip about the garden and you being on high alert.
Yes.
I texted at the Rappaport the other day.
Michael Rappaport.
Yes. And he laughed and immediately sent back something that he did on YouTube about 2 weeks ago.
When he
found out about it, and he was calling him Little Jimmy Dolan the entire... I meant to send it to you, Chris.
Oh, man.
He was calling him Little Jimmy Dolan.
That's odd that Michael Rappaport would quadruple down.
That's why we need to have him on so you guys commiserate.
Commiserate?
Zone 5. You're zone 2.
I don't know what zone I'm in. I don't care what zone I'm in. All I know is if I bring my family to Madison Square Garden again, I will put on a mask.
You're
going
to have to.
So I'm not going to be facially recognized.
Sunglasses,
Matt. I'll just come in like a full-on getup.
Look like Brian Cox in Succession.
That's exactly right. I'll go to the games as Logan Roy. But that's what I'll do. I'm going to go get courtside seats. I'll get the same cardigan sweater as Shannon Sharpe, and I'll start yelling at Dolan and the Knicks, and we'll see how it goes. Well, as you know, I really do love watching the current New York Knicks.
You got to yell at a player on the Knicks, not Dolan.
If
you want to do the Shannon thing.
No, it's the Shannon thing is who you have beef with.
He didn't have beef with Dylan Brooks.
Well, Dylan Brooks, I think, started with him, wasn't it?
Now, Shannon was saying that Brooks couldn't guard LeBron, and then Brooks told him to shut the bleep up, and then it just escalated.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Shannon loves LeBron.
But why didn't Shannon just laugh that off? Why doesn't he just laugh it off? Like, okay, bro.
Henny, Rich.
Oh, Henny? Chad Henny? Or FC? On the rocks.
I mean, it was Friday night.
I don't think it was on the rocks, but yeah.
Friday night in L.A., baby.
Anything's possible.
Speaking of anything's possible.
I think
I need Mike Del Tufo. I need NFL Films music.
On this day
after the Super Wild Card Weekend was done. Top 5 storylines to come out of divisional playoff weekend.
Rich.
Number 5 on this list. Here we go. Here's the top 5. Simply put, Joe Burrow is the real effing deal. That's it. Joe Burrow is the real effing deal. Anybody who thought, okay, last year was just the old fluke, and they started 0-2, and the Ravens had first place for much of the year, and the Bengals really aren't all that, and Joe Burrow is not going to be able to do it again. He does it again. He gets the team back to the AFC Championship game and in the same spot. And if you put Kansas City Chiefs fans on the old sodium pentothal, if they get the old meet the parents lie detector treatment.
I have nipples, Greg.
They are seeing Joe Burrow, and they do not want any piece of him. Certainly the way that he is playing. Certainly in the fact that he hasn't lost since Halloween. He is the real deal. And he is going to be there to stay, and he is top elite quarterback, and it's never not going to be this way with him. As he said, as long as he is active, the championship window is open, and who disbelieves that now? Nobody.
By the way, how cold was that? That was his
great
answer.
As long as I'm active, the championship window's open here. So that's number 5 on the list. And even though that's number 5 on the list, and even though I think everybody should recognize Burrow's greatness and how he can go into Western New York in that setting, under those circumstances, in that weather, and look so great and just boat race the Bills out. Number 4 on this list is, are the Bills just not that good? That's a simple question, and it is a tough one for Bills fans to swallow. It's the truth.
It is a
true, viable question. Are they just not that good? It's tough for them to swallow. It's tough for me to swallow. I was all in on the Bills to start the season. I mean,
everybody was.
I was so all in on the Bills that even my Raiders take will make you blush. That's how much I was on the Bills and on Josh Allen. And are they just collectively not as good as we thought, or just good enough to make the AFC Championship game as currently constituted? Honestly, we were all in on the Chargers. We were all in on the Vikings. For some reason, people are all in on the Cowboys. You're seeing that all over the map. Some people just aren't as all in on the Bills in the same way, and they sorely disappointed. You could say worse than the Cowboys, Chargers, and Vikings did this year. Those guys, the Cowboys, you were hoping could maybe get back to the championship
but
game.
We didn't.
Bills, you thought were going to win the Super Bowl, and they didn't even make it out of divisional playoff weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a question that we're going to have to answer. Number three on this list is a simple question. What we saw out of Brock Purdy and his performance on Sunday against the Cowboys, is it just the inevitable hiccup, or is he just closer to midnight striking? That's the question for this Cinderella story. And that's the question that can be answered by how good of a unit do you think the Cowboys defense is? How much of a crucible is the National Football League divisional playoff round? Because, as I mentioned, his only road starts, one was at Seattle in a short week on a Thursday night against a divisional opponent. That's a tough place to play. The other one was in Las Vegas. And I am sure half of that building was wearing Niner red. If not 60% of it, 70% of it, it's probably like they're probably going silent snap, the Raiders at home, because of the fans there. Philadelphia NFC Championship game is a cauldron. So that's the question about what we saw out of Purdy. He didn't make that mistake. Dak's the one who made the mistake, which is part of the reason why Purdy's moving on, because he didn't throw an interception. He didn't turn it over, and Dak did. Number two on this list, coming out of that game, what will Jerry do? What's he going to do? Because there are options on the table for him to go full nuclear if he's loved Sean Payton for all this time. All those other years, Sean Payton truly wasn't really available. This year, he 1,000% is. He's standing there on Fox. He's sitting there on Colin's couch. He's sitting all over FS1 just basically saying,
come get me.
Come get me. Who wants me? The whole business of he needed to recharge his battery in the sabbatical, I think that is over. He clearly wants to coach again. And then in terms of quarterbacks, he gave Dak a huge piece of the pie. If he wants to go nuclear there, he's got an option for Tom Brady, too. It's all there. I'm not stirring anything up. Brady's going to be a free agent. Sean Payton clearly is a free agent. That will require some compensation to his former team in the form of a first-round pick. And so the question is, how much does Jerry want to win? And does he really believe losing Dan Quinn, as it does look like he's finally going to do, and going and running it back with Dak and looking at the roster the way it is, does he want to blow it completely up and just go for it? Or is he just going to run it back? What will Jerry do? And number one, the number one storyline to come out of divisional playoff weekend, we've already hit on it, and we're going to hit on it. Number one is the Patrick Mahomes ankle watch 24/7 is on. What's going on with that ankle? How badly hurt is it? What type of Mahomes are we going to see on Sunday? Because if he is limited, if he is not the same Mahomes, then one would think the Bengals have a significant advantage. Is a shadow of Mahomes still better than most quarterbacks? The answer I know you had said is yes. I think we all agree on that. Is it better than Joe Burrow? Nope. I don't know.
He said 25% that I didn't
equate. I know that. I get it. I know. I moved the goalposts on you, TJ. But that's the number one storyline to come out of divisional play.
Do we need one more?
Okay.
All right, we'll get one more.
We do need one more. And as we all know, I'm a storyline guy. It's all about a season-long storyline arc. In the same way the Bills were supposed to win it all, we saw their storyline, their season storyline arc filled with awful emotion like the one that we saw with DeMar Hamlin going down. And then you also, thankfully...
Recovering,
yes. And then, of course, you see how will seasons finish up? How will things play out when, obviously, they're highly anticipated? So one more time, I'm going to go back to this well and say a top storyline to come out of divisional playoff weekend is we aren't going to find out what Einstein does with his new self-service, are we?
Wow.
Are we? I don't think we are, guys.
Brilliant!
I keep on wondering, are we going to find out what Einstein... Because last we saw... He was so excited to have his new self-service. He runs off without his bicycle. And I'm thinking the next time. But I personally think they only got Paul Giamatti for a day. And we're not going to. I think the storyline is, in fact, kaput. I think that's the storyline. I think it's over.
Wow.
And every single time I see it, I think maybe we're going to see a different ending, but we don't. I think it's time for me to finally look into the abyss and know we'll never find out what happened to Einstein with his new cell service.
That's pretty sad, man, to think about.
I know. But, you know, as you know, I'm obsessed with that commercial.
I placed
that above how will Jalen Hurts handle the home, you know, NFC playoff game. I didn't even go in the direction of anything else when I had one more shot at giving you a storyline.
See, that's what I'm saying. The Eagles fans must be livid. Right?
They must be. But I will find out what happens, though. I know we will find out what happens to the Eagles season. I know that.
Yeah. But Einstein, though.
I think that's one and done.
You think Einstein likes Merlot?
No way.
Do you think he did?
That's swill
to
Einstein.
How many takes of kaput do you think he did? Was that the first read?
I don't know. Probably for him. You can't ask him. Just like, you know, like how many different reads of kaput?
Like,
brilliant, though, is a different story.
You know what I mean?
You know?
Here's what I want to know.
I
want to know what historical figure Dave Franco would play in a series of commercials.
No, actually, you know what?
That's what
I'm
going
to ask. No, hold on a minute. I don't want to drag Dave down to our level. We haven't met him.
So, we haven't met him here. I don't want to drag him into this.
I don't want to drag him. He's a Niner fan. He's concerned about the Purdy storyline, I think.
The interview would be
kaput
before it even starts.
That's correct. So, but I think we should come up with or I'll do it if you want. Top five historical figures I think Paul Giamatti should play in the sequel. Didn't he do John Adams first? Didn't we see that? Or that was just him on HBO.
Well,
he did Scrooge. I think he did Scrooge for the holiday season.
Yes. Yes.
Come on. Did we not get a third?
For the Super Bowl, there
Super
has
Bowl
to
commercial.
Be.
Come on.
There has to be another one.
Yeah, it can't be.
I don't know about that.
It's got to be.
By the way,
be.
If Philly makes it, Ben Franklin.
I mean, that's what I said, Ben Franklin, the other day. It's got to do Ben Franklin.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got to do Ben Franklin.
Or Allen Iverson.
Okay. I just think.
I want to see that one, DJ.
Practice is kaput.
We're talking about practice.
His relationship with Larry Brown,
kaput. Not the kite that's flying. We're talking about practice.
His respect for Tyronn Lue.
As he steps over
kaput.
Him.
Kaput. Yeah, he left his bicycle, I think.
Kaput.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, my God.
Can't get enough of it. Okay, I think we've done the Letterman treatment, which is joke about it and then beat it into the ground.
Yeah,
I think we've completed the Letterman style of comedy.
We're doing a good job.
It worked for him.
I don't think we're going to get that the answer. All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Dave Franco is here. We will chat about his new film and his love for the 49ers when we come back. This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/richpod. Head to netsuite.com/richpod for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/richpod.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast, where each week we watch every episode of Smallville, a show that changed our lives forever and perhaps your lives too. I'm Michael Rosenbaum.
Hello, I am Tom Welling.
What was the sign off now?
Always remember Talkville.
That's it. Always hold on to Smallville, folks. We love you. Couldn't do it without you. We've got a great season two coming up.
Catch up with season one or start season two on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Radio Network powered by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The director and writer and actor of Somebody I Used to Know is here in studio. Dave Franco, I reintroduce you, sir. We just saw a great clip on our Roku channel audience. Thanks for being here. Greatly
really, really. Thanks for having me, man.
You got it. So this movie you co-wrote with your wife, Allison Brie, who's in it. Is this how you guys met, or is this
no? We've believe it or not, we've been together 11 years.
Okay,
yeah, we've worked together a few times. This is the second time we've worked together in this capacity, where I'm directing her. And like I was saying, like when people ask like how it was working with my wife, the tone they have when they're asking that question really kind of says a lot about how they would think about working with their own partner. And a lot of people have a very kind of negative, maybe inquisitive tone. And for whatever reason, it just works with us. And I think part of it is that I think she's one of the best actors on the planet. Mm-hmm. And she just makes my job easy in that way. And we just really trust each other. It's just like, you know, it's so nice to have her there with me, not just because she's such a good actor, but just to have that support. You know, as a director, there's so many times where you get in your own head, and just to have someone there at the end of the day being like, don't spin out, everything's going great, it's invaluable.
So she must not spend her entire day telling you what to do then.
I mean, some of the day, it's part of the job. But yeah, I mean, truly, like we feel like this is the dream, where we're able to build these projects from the ground up, and I'm able to travel with my wife and our two cats to Portland, Oregon, and just have a great time.
I did not know that. Before we get to that, I guess I should have been a little bit more specific in what I'm asking about this. You know, is this how you met your wife? I meant, I guess, the construct of the film.
Where
she plays somebody who runs into an old flame after a 10-year growing apart, and then
right. So then basically what happens from there is they have this kind of whirlwind night together.
Yes.
And she starts to kind of reevaluate everything and think like, you know, maybe this guy is the answer to all my issues. And then in that moment she finds out that he is getting married that weekend.
Yes.
And so no,
this did not happen.
We did not have to crash a wedding to be together. No, but there's a lot of little details throughout that are either taken from our lives or you know, our friends. Like, for example, you know, there's a scene where she's on the plane with her cat, and her cat poos and and pukes on the plane, and fun stuff happens. So that happened to my wife actually on the plane ride to our first movie that we did together.
Is that right?
Yeah, fun times.
Okay, so is that a good luck thing to have go to the bathroom and vomit on the plane? It's gonna be one of those things.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, it's a nice little tradition. All hopefully right. Going forward.
Okay, very good. So again, Somebody I Used to Know is launching globally on Prime Video Friday, February 10th. Dave Franco here on the Rich Eisen Show. You are, I saw you're born on the campus of Stanford. Is that basically where you're born, or in the outskirts of that?
Yeah, right around there. Yes, I grew up in Palo Alto.
Okay, that's where you're from.
Yes.
So that means you're a Niner fan then.
I am a Niner fan.
This is good times.
This is great times. It's wonderful. It's been a weird year in the sense that we've had three quarterbacks.
Yes.
Now we have our third stringer, who's Mr. Irrelevant, going 7-0 in his first seven starts, and it's insane.
Well, it's kind of funny, Dave, now that we've met and I'm meeting you for the first time, and you know, the whole idea is how Brock Purdy has stepped into this role.
Mm-hmm.
And how unprecedented it feels.
Yes.
And how you could make a movie on his life. I think you could play Brock Purdy.
You know what?
Because you look way younger than your age.
I accept.
You know, if you don't mind me saying.
No, please.
Don't you think Dave yes. Franco and the Brock Purdy story.
I think you got to give me about 14 inches.
He is 6'1".
He's 6'1". Okay.
He is 6'1". He's listed at 6'1".
I think if we give me some lifts, we could do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Tom Cruise style. We shoot you below the waist.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
That's one way to do it.
Hero style. Let's
do you do your own stunts?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think put it out in the universe. I'm in.
Make it happen.
Dave Franco and the Brock Purdy story. I think it works. And by the way, the way he comes to work too, because we're on NFL Network, we're always shooting live shots of guys walking
sure.
in. He plays to the type. He's just wearing a backpack. It looks like he's on campus when he comes to work.
He's unassuming. He's humble. I love it all.
So you're fired up about this.
I'm very fired up. I mean, I know everyone's like wondering, is this real? Like, is, you know, when is he going to hit a wall? And like, it's tough because what he's doing is objectively incredible, right?
Yes.
But if he doesn't win the Super Bowl on his ninth career start, then everyone's going to be like, or at least some people are going to be like, yeah, I told you, he's not as good as we thought. He's like, that's such a high bar. It's insane pressure.
Well, I know. And we were talking about, hasn't he done enough already to show that he should be the guy next year?
I absolutely think so. And,
you know,
I'm curious to hear your take on him and just like what you think, what you're seeing, and if you think it's real, and if tell me everything.
Well, it is real.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, it is real. And he has not made the mistake yet.
Exactly.
Inevitably, he will.
Of course.
And the question is, what will happen?
Yeah.
Will it come at a point where it'll be too late for him to do anything about it? Because heaven forbid it happens in a game-winning situation.
Yeah, right.
In fourth quarter. Or does it happen on the biggest stage possible, the Super Bowl?
Right.
And so what will happen then? But we still haven't seen it yet.
I know.
So it doesn't matter. And I kind of find it still a little bit too early to talk about next year.
Yeah.
Because there's still so much on the line here, but they're going to have a decision to make. Do they go back and give it to Trey Lance?
Put a lot into him as well.
But he's also 2 years down the road. It'll be a year number three, and there's, you know, he will wind up being potentially more expensive. Or do you just already go with the kid you already know that the locker room is already into, and who's got three more years left on a contract that, you know, is peanuts, like literally nothing.
Yeah, I guess the next couple of weeks will inform a lot. Where like, if this guy wins the Super Bowl, like, there's your answer, right?
Of course.
could you imagine if they benched him after winning the Super Bowl and going 9-0?
Thanks for doing it, but that's the job of a backup. You did the job that was required of you. Thanks for playing.
Yep.
We're going somewhere else. Like, hell no.
That's its own movie in its own right.
We're writing it right now.
It writes itself.
Yeah, you're attached. We're writing it. Let's go pitch it.
All right.
But it is over what happens over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dave Franco here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I'm just going to throw it out here because we've just met. You mentioned a wife and two cats. Is that your football watching crowd?
That is my crowd.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a hardcore team.
Okay. So you're watching by yourself these games?
Essentially. No. My wife is pretty good about it, actually. Like, when we first met and I was trying to get her into it, I remember the first game we watched, she immediately took to it, where she ordered a vintage Niners hat on eBay just to pretend like she had been a fan for a long time. What else can you ask for?
Vintage. Wow.
Vintage, By the way,
that's a veteran move.
Exactly.
Oh, I've had this for so long, even though they sell these already worn and
there
looking
you go.
Old. Okay, where's she from?
She's actually from LA, from Pasadena.
All right, that's why there's no football. She didn't grow up around football.
That's true.
She did not grow up around football.
That's true. I've corrupted her a little bit, though.
Okay.
I've got her a little bit on the Giants, even though she grew up with the Dodgers.
Okay.
And
okay.
Got her. She's a Warriors fan now.
Okay.
And,
well, I mean, how can you not be?
Exactly.
I mean, Steph Curry is just, I mean, what a dream come
the
true.
The most fun person to watch ever.
So did you grow up in Candlestick? Did you go to games there? Did you
Yeah.
Do that?
Oh, yeah. I grew up going to Candlestick. Yeah. Okay. Me and my buddies would go early and we would sit in the bleachers and try to get batting practice home runs. And
okay.
Doing the whole thing.
Did you go to any of the Niners games there too?
Not as many, but some. Yeah.
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 That was I remember being there. That was an old, old, old place.
It would get very cold there.
I know. So have you been to the new spots at all?
Amazing. Okay. Incredible.
All right. And are you a Stanford fan too because they're at Palo Alto? Or
I am, really? But I don't keep up with college sports quite as much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Are you judging me for that?
I am not judging. I judge nobody. I judge absolutely nobody. But
do you have a favorite sport if you had to pick one?
Well, my first love. Do you want to switch spots?
Absolutely. We can
do
that.
Do you want to? Do you really want
absolutely,
to? Do
yeah, okay.
I think we should do it. This is great. We did this with Micah Parsons. Became the Micah Parsons show.
Yeah.
Now it's the Dave Franco show.
Have you ever been in that
show.
Seat?
I have.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Last time I did this, Micah Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys sat in that seat.
Oh, great. So. Okay.
All right.
Tell me about your first love.
We're talking sports still, right?
We are.
Okay,
we can transition, though, to whatever you want.
No. I'm just trying to figure out how to answer this question. My first love is baseball.
Okay.
I loved baseball. I covered that at ESPN for all those many years.
Was this something because of growing up and going to the games with maybe your dad or something like that?
My dad did not like sports at all.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, if I just should I use the line I always use here?
Sure, absolutely.
If I followed my dad's passions, the Rich Eisen show would be about Judy Garland movies.
Okay. Also a very fun show.
Yes, a very fun show.
Has he since gotten more into sports because of how
My dad would watch me all the time. He would watch me all the time, and he would say to me, I get phone calls from him like, boy, how do you keep saying the name Mitch Richmond without tripping up on yourself? Like, that's the sort of...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he would not ever
say Mitch Richmond five times real quick.
It sounds like, how could
no,
you
do say, it.
Oh, Mitch Richmond, Mitch Richmond, Mitch Richmond, Mitch Richmond, Mitch Richmond.
Pretty good.
Well, when I first started out, Dave, it was the Mitch Richmond Sacramento Kings days as well. So
okay,
that's
sure.
Where I started. I started up in Reading. You know where Reading must
of
be.
Of course, of
being
course.
Being out there from Northern California.
Absolutely. Real quick, say Detlef Schrempf five times real quick.
Detlef Schrempf, Detlef Schrempf, Detlef... I can't.
Gotcha.
Trip me up. This Dave Franco show is a bitch.
Tough gig.
This is a tough gig. Did you ever want to do this sort of thing?
You
yourself?
Know, I was a pretty shy kid growing up. I was the kid in middle school. I said like cumulative probably 8 words throughout middle school, and I had no intention of performing in any way. Mm-hmm. And I initially came out to LA to go to school. I was going to USC, and I basically got forced into an acting class. And I remember auditing the class, and so I was sitting in the back, and the first people on stage, they started screaming and crying and hitting each other. I was like, no. But I stuck it out because I love movies. I've always loved movies. My first job ever, I was 14 years old working at a mom-and-pop video store, and it was actually illegal for me to be working there at that age. And so they basically paid me by allowing me to take home as many movies as I wanted, and that was like my schooling. And I fell in love with it. And so I think with acting, even though it took me a little while to kind of get comfortable with it, I guess I maybe subconsciously saw it as just like a way into the movie business.
Fantastic. By the way, this seat is much lower than I would think.
I know. Yeah, it's low. I feel much more powerful over here.
Don't think you're seeing it up?
Yeah, I get it.
You see it?
It's higher, Rich.
All right, very good.
If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
Huh. This show?
Yeah.
I'd be playing golf right now?
No, nothing to do with sports.
Oh, okay. Oh, I mean, like, literally, I don't know, why am I looking at you like this? Like, I'm phoning a friend. Like, if I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing?
Sinatra karaoke singer?
Rich, you do see,
I did stand-up before I did this.
Mm-hmm.
I did stand-up
comedy. You did some stand-up.
I did.
How many years?
About 5 years.
Was it terrifying? Did you get comfortable with it?
It's the toughest thing I've ever had to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
It makes this sort of live stuff so easy.
That makes sense. Did you enjoy it while you were doing it?
It was so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would be so tough.
Yeah.
And the toughest part is after it was all over and you're hanging out with the fellow comics and they would be so miserable.
Are you still kind of in contact with any of that crew?
No, not when I used to do it, but I just love comics. I love comedy. I love comics. Yeah. That's what I like having here.
What about in terms of, does that kind of transition to the movies that you like? Are you into comedies or what kind of movies?
I'm a big drama guy watching TV, but I do love comedies.
Big drama guy watching
my
TV?
Favorite,
what
my
are you
favorite
talking
movie,
about?
Yeah. My favorite movie comedy is Midnight Run.
Great. I mean, one of the best buddy duos ever.
I'm sorry to name any of the films that you're in right
That's
there.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Which of my films do you like the most? And then which one do you like the least? And I'll give you some. If you don't know them, that's okay. I'm going to give you a list of some of them. And okay. You guys can kind of list them off, too, if you want.
Okay, Dave Franco.
All right. I think your favorite is going to be...
Superbad?
I mean, I do. I have two lines in that, so that's a little offensive that that's your favorite. They're good lines. They're good lines. What about 21 Jump Street?
I was in 22 Jump Street.
Oh, wow.
So okay. Without you, so you and your performance, I wouldn't be getting $3 checks because I did a lot of ADR.
This is
with Will Forte.
Will Forte.
This is some full circle stuff right here.
I was in 22 Jump Street.
I am the reason you have had any success from my role in 21 Jump Street,
including this very segment.
Absolutely.
Including this segment. Yes.
Okay. What about Neighbors?
It's a good movie.
Interesting.
I just went higher register.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. What's your gripe with it?
I
just know, not for you.
This wasn't for me.
Okay.
Well, he hates his real life Neighbors.
Do you hate your real life Neighbors?
No.
Are we about to start
Come on, man.
We're about to start
What's
a war.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
They're not listening. They're not listening.
What the hell's the matter with you? Why would you say that?
Okay. Oh, but dramas for TV.
Right now, what am I watching?
You said
right
you
now?
Like dramas, and when it comes to
I
TV.
Do, I do. I'm Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul.
Yes, yes.
Currently deep into Yellowstone, mm-hmm, 1923. Mm-hmm. 1883 is one of the most incredible shows.
Is it?
I've
okay.
seen. Have you not seen
Sell
it?
Sell me on it. Sell me on it.
Unbelievable. Just spectacular.
I mean, that's all you're going to say? Give me something.
The acting's incredible. Yeah. The vistas are beautiful. Everything. The writing, the directing, the whole bit.
He's a great writer.
Love it. Now, 1883.
That Taylor
is,
Sheridan.
Have I, you, I cannot
did
believe
Did you see
it.
His movies before these shows?
I did not.
Sicario and Hell or High Water?
I did not.
Get oh, on it.
Hell or High Water.
Beautifully
That was
made
Taylor
movies.
Sheridan? I didn't know that.
Yeah he
I
wrote
didn't
it.
Know that. Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful.
All right. Can we get him to do the Brock Purdy story?
This is interesting. This is all coming together.
I don't know if there's any
easily.
Horses in it, though. There's no horses.
We just put a horse in there.
Brock Purdy went to Iowa State.
Oh, wow. We're getting a horse in there. Okay. Okay.
I mean, how many horses are in Iowa?
They have to. It's a farm place. Okay. Right? Iowa's farm.
Who's your favorite athlete that you like to talk to?
You're looking at me?
Because I talk to all the athletes with you watching.
Yeah, I understand.
Who do I like?
Who's up there? Doesn't have to be favorite.
Joe Namath.
Love George Kittle.
Oh, Kittle.
That makes sense.
Kittle is amazing
because he's just got that personality. He's having fun.
Did you see how he found the
connection there?
He found the camera above him.
Yeah,
did you see that moment where he? Yeah, they had the.
It's like fourth quarter.
The sky cam was above him.
Yeah.
He like was mugging for the sky cam.
Game wasn't even over. Something could have happened.
I know that.
He's having a good time out there, though.
I know.
I love it. You got
to
respect it.
We had Steve Young on last week.
Steve Young is great. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mooch.
I love all my guys too. Irv.
And when you think about those guys, I imagine like with Kittle, it's because he's got one of these personalities where is he a little more open? Is he excited just like he'll get personal?
He's human.
Got it.
He's just a dude.
Yeah.
And he has fun with his job too.
Correct.
Definitely.
He has fun with his job too.
Is it wild that like, I guess I think about this where just like these athletes, you know, even talking about Brock Purdy, like how old is he? 22, 23?
He's 23.
23 years old.
Yes, I know.
These athletes, they seem larger than life, but they're in their early mid-20s.
I think your shirt's probably older than that.
You right? think so? Does this feel vintage to you?
Isn't it? Or are you doing what your wife did with the hat? Like you bought something and makes it look old, but it's not.
I think it might be the style. I think this is actually a newer shirt, and I'm curious what you think because... I made a romantic comedy, the movie that we were just talking about,
yes.
And I'm kind of dressing to theme, and there was a lot of discussion about, is that cheesy? And we said, yes. Do we care?
No,
I don't
we
think
don't.
So.
No.
It's fun.
Spell my name it's right. Fun. Talk about my movie. Let's go. You do look like you just stepped off the set of Swingers right now. I got to be honest with you.
I think that's a compliment.
But,
I love that
compliment.
Movie.
It absolutely is a compliment. It's one of my favorite comedies.
Yes.
It changed everyone's
Acknowledging
life.
Acknowledging the cheese.
Is
great.
Yes.
Are those broken hearts?
They're broken hearts. We're doing a slightly unconventional romantic comedy. It all makes sense.
By the way, that was my favorite Dave Franco movie, Acknowledging the Cheese. Fantastic.
I think that's the name of the Brock Purdy story.
It's
all coming together.
Acknowledging the Cheese. If it only was a Packer, right?
That would have been totally on brand.
Too easy.
All right. Dave, thanks for coming on.
Thanks
brother.
For having me,
You
man.
Got it. Dave Franco. How do I get him out of my chair?
I'll be here all week. Let's do it.
The Roku channel's like,
try the lasagna.
I don't want that show.
That's
wait a minute, huh?
Tomorrow.
How much is Dave Franco available every day between like 3 and 6 Eastern? Who knows? Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me,
you
man.
Got it. Dave Franco is here. Check out his new film, Somebody I Used to Know, on Prime Video the Friday before the Super Bowl. Back here with our radio audience here on the Roku channel. And for our radio audience, I'm back in my host chair. And I'm now going to go to monster.com to find my next job. Because I know when scoring a next job, if there is such a thing, you go to monster.com because that's how you can find the best job for you. You got to bring your A game when you go to monster.com. And when you do, they find the spot that challenges your A game and puts you in the perfect position to join a new team. Millions of job openings on monster.com. There's great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. When you upload your resume to monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers, knows how to match you with those job fits. So when you score the position also, because you've done all this, monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. How bad would that be? You go to a job site and you get hooked up and then they underpay you. Monster.com makes sure that doesn't happen. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. I got to be honest with you. Sitting in the guest chair, looking at somebody with that head of hair, sitting in this chair, I didn't like it. I thought, like, if anybody just turned on the Roku channel and saw that, like, what happened to Rich?
Well, then Mike changed cameras. And then
no, I understand on. That. Yeah. And there I am there in the guest chair. But yeah. Just if anybody thought, there. Like, did I, yeah. Like, I'm just wondering, like, would he be that inside of my Russian nest egg? Like, if you, like, turned, like, you know,
like
twisted
suit?
Me at the middle and just opened me up, Dave Franco would be in there?
I think that's a win for you, if that's the case.
I know it would be a win for me.
You know what I mean?
Oh, somebody may or may not have reached out to my people to investigate whether I would want to investigate leaving you behind, sir.
Of the Brotherhood?
Leaving the Brotherhood behind.
Rich, if you do it.
What?
It'll be amazing.
Oh, that's a plus. 100%. You say go for it, huh?
I am with Dion.
Just remember.
10,000%.
Just remember how we feel about Urlacher right now.
Wait, he's a turncoat.
Yeah. So.
You'd feel that way about me every single day?
Brock would want to get it done for free.
Is it free? Can I get in for free? Like a plus,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think if
I say
do
I'm
free.
Doing it and we both do it, like you've got to do it too.
Do it. There you go. Man. There you go.
The problem is you don't have the donor hair. I've got the donor hair like honestly, like I've got a mullet compared to what you've got.
I've got like, what does Hulk Hogan look like right now, TJ? That's pretty much what I've got.
Hulk Hogan's got the U.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Hey,
I got a big U going.
But that's donor hair.
Speaking of which, Hasselbeck's on tomorrow's program.
Hey.
How's that for a...
Nice.
But we got Joe Mixon on tomorrow.
Oof. I like it.
Joe...
Hey.
Burr.
Final four, baby. We're down to the final four.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, I know that.
These are the four best teams, right?
Well, yeah.
100%.
I think so, for sure. It's not only proven based on what we saw,
but nobody
on
fluky
the field.
Made it in or anything. You know,
well, like, I mean, nobody fluky made it in. I'm just wondering if there was anybody here who saw these four teams being the best before the playoffs began.
TJ, you know,
did anybody tell people before the playoffs began? Yeah, they know they're the four best teams. These are the four best teams.
How about
teams.
Before the season?
Did anyone?
Hmm. Huh?
How about before the season?
Before the season, I had the Bills number one.
Brock was close.
I had two of them.
You had two.
Who'd you have? You had the Chiefs?
I had Chiefs and I had the Bengals in my preseason top five.
I mean, that wasn't a tough call. I mean, they were close.
One of them had my first power ranking.
Putting the Chiefs up there, that was a stretch.
This guy picked the Raiders.
The well, that's him, though.
I had the Chiefs.
Everybody had the Chiefs. I had the Chiefs.
I had the Chiefs as a wild card team making the playoffs.
Well, pound the table, TJ. You had the Chiefs.
Well, the thing is, nobody cares what we got right. They only care what we get wrong.
Yes.
If I only could get in a sports talk DeLorean, go back
and not do what you
to
did
last March and just shake me awake in the middle of the night with a Walkman, just like
we
put
tried,
a Walkman
dog.
On my
we
head,
tried.
Just show up in a full-on get-up. to look like I'm from the future.
Are you
and
Calvin
just
Klein?
Tell me, yeah, exactly right.
No,
correct.
Vader.
And just go and tell myself, I'm from Vulcan. Planet Voltron,
yeah.
And your Raider take stinks. Don't do it.
Wasn't great.
Don't do it.
I think we did all that minus the headphone and the alien costume.
He plays Van Halen.
We tried to get you to do that.
There it is. I wish. God, I wish.
Out the rear end today.
Man, I wish.
By the way, you guys, speaking of Dave Franco, have you guys ever seen, if you haven't, it is funny. There's a show, there's a movie on Netflix, Day Shift, where Jamie Foxx plays a vampire hunter in the San Fernando Valley, and it's Snoop Dogg and Dave Franco with
him. Why don't you say something then when he's grilling me? I'm sitting in the guest chair.
I'm just sitting back and enjoying
enjoying the show.
Enjoying the show.
You should have said something.
I never saw that.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's recent. It just came out last year.
Okay. I feel like Larry David.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
So that'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. And I want to thank my guests today. And I appreciate the Niners and the Chiefs coming through with Fred Warner. And I appreciate the Chiefs coming through with the delightful Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju on that beat.
Appreciate Mike Mayock joining this program. Mayock and Dave Franco, who is a very delightful human who got in this chair. And started quizzing me like crazy. That was weird. That was
only
weird.
That's
a weird feeling.
To you, right? Went for answers too.
Well, no. Stone Street took over this chair once, as well. Remember that was Stone Street.
Yep. Oh yeah, it was Stone. Yeah. It was an overtime.
An overtime segment after we were done with our show back in the day when we would do an extra segment stay after class.
Yep.
He did that.
I like those.
But during
Micah Parsons
during
and Dave Franco,
show, it was just Micah and Dave though. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, very rare thing. Glad I did it.
We you have felt no uncomfortable, didn't you?
It did. It was very uncomfortable answering questions, sitting up and looking at somebody with all that hair. Man, my gosh.
A lot of hair.
So thanks for taking in this program. Tomorrow, Joe Mixon of the Bengals, Matthew Hasselbeck of the worldwide leader in sports, and you never know what else. This show, for the moment on the radio, is kaput.
For over 40 years, Jim Ross has been the voice of wrestling. Nobody has stories like Jim Ross, and he shares his tales with co-host Conrad Thompson on Grilling JR.
Vince McMahon was the top heel in the Attitude Era. It was a fresh character. It was new. It was material that we had not seen or heard to that date. We could have created a bigger or better heel.
No.
We wanted to make more heels, and we tried to make more heels, and we did, but nothing compared to Vince.
The Grilling JR Podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.